Dissection of a Murder by Joe Murray. Read by Joanne Froggatt. Murder. The offence of murder is committed when a person of sound mind and discretion unlawfully kills any reasonable creature in being under the King's peace with intent to kill or cause grievous bodily harm. The jury. A jury is made up of 12 people who are chosen at random to hear evidence and decide if the accused is guilty or not guilty. The prosecution must prove the defendant has committed the offence beyond reasonable doubt. A defendant does not have to prove his or her innocence. A defendant is innocent until proven guilty. Upon hearing all the evidence in a case, the jury retires to consider its verdict. A defendant may usually only be found guilty or not guilty, acquitted, when all 12 jurors unanimously agree. Following a prolonged period of deliberation, a judge may accept a majority verdict. When this happens, combinations of 11 to 1 or 10 to 2 are acceptable. Solicitors. Solicitors provide legal advice in different areas of law. They represent clients in the lower criminal courts and hire, instruct, barristers for serious cases. Solicitors prepare paperwork, gather evidence, and assist the barrister. Barristers. Barristers are specialist legal advisers and courtroom advocates. They advise clients on the strengths and weaknesses of their case and represent them in court. Some barristers act on behalf of the Crown Prosecution Service, CPS. They wear wigs and robes. Most barristers practice from a set of chambers. This building is their professional home. Because they are self-employed, a barrister might prosecute in a case defended by a colleague from the same chambers. The bridge between law school and practice is called pupillage, a 12-month training period within chambers where a student, pupil, is assigned to a mentor, pupil supervisor, previously known as pupil master. King's Counsel, KC, or Silks, are elite barristers appointed by the King. All barristers are subject to the Bar Standards Board Code of Conduct, a regulatory body that imposes the highest standards of ethics upon all advocates. Integrity, honesty, and confidentiality are at the foundation of every honourable barrister. This is how the criminal trial system works in England and Wales. But not always. Prologue. The Accused. What is justice? That's the question I've asked myself repeatedly over the past 8 days. Is it following the law to the letter? Or is it ensuring real justice is carried out, even if it means slightly bending the rules? Most people never need to think about it. Would I class myself as a rebel? Yes, I suppose I would. A rule breaker? No. I know which rules I can twist without getting caught. But it's only ever been for the greater good. Selling this concept to a jury, however, is another matter. What they need to see isn't necessarily the truth, but whatever appears just. You think those are the same things, don't you? They're not. Especially in this case. I know from experience that if jury members turn around to look at you when they enter the courtroom to deliver their verdict, you're about to be acquitted. If they don't, they're going to find you guilty. It makes sense, I suppose. You wouldn't want to look directly into the eyes of someone you're about to send to prison. A killer. I've studied them all, sitting in the jury box to my left. 7 men and 5 women. Together, 12 ordinary members of society will decide my fate, having listened to the gruesome evidence that has stained the air of Court 1 with its squeaky spring benches and windowless walls. It's a modern courtroom, not like the old ones you see on TV. I imagine it was designed to feel spacious, going by the abnormally high ceilings and soft grey panelling. But at the end of the day, it's still a room where people are forced to pay for their sins under the glare of fluorescent strip lights. The prosecutor stands to address the jury for what will be his closing speech. He's one of those aggressive lawyer types, cocky, full of himself, brash and arrogant.